ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः अर्जुन उवाच पश्यामि देवांस्तव देवदेहे सर्वांस्तथा भूत विशेष संघान् ब्रह्माणमीशं कमलासनस्थं ऋषींश्च सर्वानुरगांश्च दिव्यान् सो वी सॉ दिस वर्स ऑलरेडी अनेक बाहूदर वक्त्र नेत्रं पश्यामि त्वां सर्वतो नंतरूपं नान्तं न मध्यं न पुनस्तवादिं पश्यामि विश्वेश्वर विश्वरूप अनेक बाहूदर वक्त्र नेत्रं पश्यामि त्वां सर्वतोऽनन्तरूपम् नान्तं न मध्यं न पुनस्तवादिं पश्यामि विश्वेश्वर विश्वरूप सो नाउ अर्जुन कंटिन्यूस नाउ भगवान इज शोइंग हिज विश्वरूप दर्शनम एंड अर्जुन इज सीइंग नाउ एवरीथिंग इन भगवान In fact, seeing everything in Bhagavan is actually seeing everything in one's own self. Okay, to be frank, seeing everything in Bhagavan is seeing everything in one's own self. But when you look at Bhagavan as the Jagat Karanam, first understanding begins like this. You see the Bhagavan as the Jagat Karanam. Look at the Vastu reality as the cause of the universe. And at that too, as the Vivarta Upadana Karanam, as the Nimitta Karanam, as Upadana Karanam, as the intelligent cause, the material cause of the whole Jagat, we look at it as reality. Then you give Ishvara status to reality. Then you look at it as Ishvara. So the whole Jagat Karanam Ishvaraha. Jagat Karnam Ishwaraha means the Karyam Jagat Ishwarat Bhinnam Nasti. Ishwarat Bhinnam Jagat Nasti. There is no universe which is different from the Ikas Bhagavan. Therefore, Karana Karya Yoho Duram Nasti. There's no distance between the cause and the effect. The cause alone is in the form of the effect. So Bhagavan, the cause of the universe, is in the form of the universe. Therefore, everything what you see in the universe is in Bhagavan. So Arjuna now seeing everything in Bhagavan. So now he says what all he is seeing. Aneka bahudara vaktra netram pashyami tvam sarvato nantarupam. नान्तं न मध्यं न पुनस्तवादिं पश्यामि विश्वेश्वर विश्वरूप सो हियर आल्सो यू हैव टू लर्न दिस अन्वय क्रम हियर हे विश्वेश्वर हे विश्वरूप ही अड्रेसिंग भगवान ए विश्वेश्वर ओ द लॉर्ड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स लॉर्ड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स एंड द वन हु इज ऑफ द फॉर्म ऑफ द यूनिवर्स बोथ Lord of the universe is the one who is of the form of the universe. Vishwarupa eva Vishweshwaraha. There are two different things. We do not have Lord separately sitting other than who is in the form of the universe. The very beautiful, important two words. The Lord of the universe is in the form of the universe. There's no Lord is not away from the universe. The two words. Vishweshwara is the Vishwarupa. Hey Vishweshwara. Hey Vishwarupa, aham pashyami, I see, how do I see you? Here, sarvataha anantarupam tvam pashyami. Sarvataha, on all sides, அனந்த ரூபம் துவாம் பஷ்யாமி. ஐ சி யூ த ஒன் ஆஃப் த லிமிட்லெஸ் ஃபார்ம். ஐ சி யூ த ஒன் ஆஃப் த லிமிட்லெஸ் ஃபார்ம். அனந்தம் ரூபம் எஸ்ய சக அனந்த ரூபா துவாம் அனந்த ரூபம் அகம் பஷ்யாமி. ஐ சி யூ ஆஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆஃப் த லிமிட்லெஸ் ஃபார்ம், எண்ட்லெஸ் ஃபார்ம். சர்வத்தக ஆல் சைட்ஸ். So Arjuna is blessed with a special eye now for him to be able to see that everything. So sarvataha ananta rupam. See, even though Bhagavan is blessing him with a special eye, still he initiative must be on his part for him to include him in Bhagavan. That is another important lesson. Okay, so he says, I see ananta rupam tvam pashyami. How? Na antam, na madhyam, na punaha tava adim pashyami. I do not see your beginning. I do not see your middle. I do not see your end. This is how I see your form. I see you as the one who is of endless, limitless form. Therefore, I do not see your beginning. I do not see your middle. I do not see your end. I only see you in the form of the universe. Now, he says, Aneka Bahu Udara Vaktra Netram. Anekani Bahuni Udarani Vaktrani Yasya Saha Aneka Bahu Udara Vaktra Netraha. Anekani Bahuni Udarani Vaktrani Netrani Yasya. The one who is endowed with many innumerable, countless hands, countless stomachs, countless faces, countless eyes, many, many. The one who is endowed with many arms, many abdomens, many mouths, many eyes. Okay? He says, so I see you, the one with many form, many arms. So many, many limbed. I see you as the one ended with the many limbed, many limbs. Ananta rupam, also you can say one who is of the limitless end, limitless form, or one who is of innumerable countless forms. But still, I do not see na. Antam na madhyam na adim punaha pashyami. But I do not see your beginning, middle and the end. So, I Vishveshwara Vishwarupa. This is the literal meaning of the words. So, what is made very clear? Seeing the whole universe as Bhagavan is simple understanding. Okay, simple understanding means what? Oh, Bhagavan is the cause, therefore the whole whole universe, everything is here is the Bhagavan. So there, in seeing everything as Bhagavan is not important, not great, but seeing everything with the reverential attitude because everything is Bhagavan is more important here. Seeing everything in the universe with the reverential attitude as Bhagavan is more important than seeing simply everything as Bhagavan. So that is mentioned here as what? Aneka Bahu Udara Vaktra Netram Vishwarupam Pashyami. So I see the Bhagavan who is of the form of the universe. So I see you, because he's telling Krishna directly, I see you, Krishna, who is at the form of the universe. And you have got innumerable countless forms. You have got innumerable countless arms. You have got innumerable countless faces, eyes. So I see everything, which means you can see all the forms are Bhagavan. This is a simple lesson. The thing is, we have to appreciate here also the knowledge involved in this creation, everything is Bhagavan means. Puja Swami used to say, nobody, not even one nose is like the other nose. And not one head is like the other head. Even though we all look similar, everyone's nose, everyone's eyes, everyone's ears, everyone's physique, everything is really not exactly the same, different. Okay? Which means there's a tremendous amount of jnanam is involved in that creation. Therefore, Bhagavan is not simply there as the Jalaprapancha. Bhagavan is there as the very jnanam backing the order involved in the functions of this creation also. That we have to appreciate later on. Now we understand this only as simple the forms. Okay. But even though Krishna Arjuna is seeing everything, he says, I do not see your beginning, origin. I do not see your middle. I do not see your end. I only see you in the form of the universe. To see Bhagavan being the origin of the universe, to see Bhagavan being the end of the universe, to see Bhagavan's, the origin, that to understand Srishti, Bhagavan as the Srishti Karta and Laya Karta. Now you only see Bhagavan, when you see Bhagavan as the Dharma of the universe, you only Bhagavan being the Sthiti Karta. But still, you cannot appreciate how exactly Bhagavan is the whole. It is not still, it won't be clear. So Arjuna is telling, for that, one must see one's own self being non-separate from Bhagavan to understand this. Of course, even though it is Shastram presents this teaching as Bhagavan as a Srishti Karta, Karanam, etc. Please understand, this morning only I presented in Taittiriya Upanishad class, this is only Prakriya, okay? This is one of the Prakriyas showing Bhagavan as the Jagat Karanam, thereby making us see everything as Bhagavan, is actually to make us to drive home the vision of the fact of the limitlessness, the all pervasiveness being the nature of reality. That's all. To make us understand all pervasiveness being the nature of reality, this is the Prakriya used. What is the Prakriya? Jagat Karanam is Bhagavan. Jagat is Bhagavat Karyam. Therefore, Bhagavan is in the form of the whole universe. Of course, it also helps us to have reverential attitude. That's a different thing. But still, it's only a Prakriya. That is why we should not probe too much into the creation. Shankaracharya himself says, don't probe too much into creation. And the very idea is finally to help you arrive at your own Swarupam. To discover your Swarupam being Bhagavan, non-separate from Bhagavan, thereby for you to enjoy the benefit of this jnanam in terms of moksha, the moksha in terms of jnanam, the whole methodology is used. Don't probe too much into creation. The Sangacharya's teaching, okay? This is what I did in the morning. So I'm telling you here. This is also Prakriya now, showing everything as Ishvara.
Kiritinam gadinam chakrinancha tejo rashim sarvato deeptimantam pashyamitvam durniriksham samantad deeptanalarkadyutimaprameyam kiritinam gadinam chakrinancha tejo rashim sarvato deeptimantam pashyamitvam durniriksham samantad deeptanalarkadyutimaprameyam kiritinam gadinam chakrinancha tejo rashim sarvato deeptimantam pashyamitvam durniriksham samantad deeptanalarkadyutimaprameyam.
So Krishna is saying, Arjuna is saying, pashyami, pashyami, pashyami. He repeats, I see you, tvam pashyami, kidrusham tvam pashyami, which sort of you do I see you, see here. He says, kiritinam, the one with the kiritam. Now, look at this. This is a saguna. Rupam is seen. இட் இஸ் பியூர்லி ஃபார் மெடிடேஷன் பர்பஸ். நவ் யூ ஆர் சப்போஸ்டு டு விஷுவலைஸ் பகவான் இன் திஸ் ஃபார்ம். ஓகே, திஸ் வார் சகுண உபாசனம், ஜஸ்ட் டு பிரிங் தி அட்டென்ஷன் டோட்டலி, டேக் தி அட்டென்ஷன் எவ்ரிவேர் அண்ட் ஃபோக்கஸ் ஹியர் அண்ட் ட்ரை டு விஷுவலைஸ் பகவான் இன் திஸ் ஃபார்ம். இட் இஸ் சகுண உபாசனம். கிரீட்டினம், when you see கிரீட்டினம், imagine your own Bhagavan having endowed with the kiritam diadem, then mind must be taken from everywhere else. Kiritinam kiritaha is diadem, crown. The one who is endowed with the crown is kiriti, nakaranta pullinga shabda. Therefore kiritinam is objective case, kiritaha then kiriti. The one with the kirita is kiriti. Kiritinam, the one with the kiritate udayavanaha, kiritinam, then gadinam. All these words are nakaranta pullinga shabdaha. Make a note. Gadi, gada yasya asti saha gadi, chakram yasya asti saha chakri. Gadinam, chakrinam, kiritinam, aham pashtvam aham pashyami. I see you the one, as the one endowed with kirita. Then gada, mace, and chakram, the disc. Okay? Sudarshana chakram, actually. Then, not only the tejo rashim, I also see as what? Tejo rashihi. Tejasaha rashihi, tejas rashihi. Tejas rashi becomes tejo rashihi. Rashihi means a heap. Rashihi, kuvir, heap. Tejo Rashihi means I see, so I see you as a heap of light. Heap of light means what now? As a mass of light, mass of effulgence. So I see it, I see you as a heap, a huge mass of effulgence, light, splendor. சர்வத்தா தீப்திமந்தம், சர்வத்தா சி தீப்திமான், நாமினேட்டிவ் தீப்திமந்தம். சோ சர்வத்தா தீப்திமந்தம் தேஜோ ராசிம் துவாமகம் பஷ்யாமி. I see you as one huge mass of effulgence, தீப்திமந்தம், ஷைனிங், ரிமைனிங் எஃபல்ஜென்ட் on all sides, sarvataha, on all sides, everywhere I see you as the mass of effulgent, radiant everywhere, deeptimantam. Not only that, kiritinam gadinam chakrinam cha aham pashyami. I see you as the one endowed with diadem, the mace, also the disc. Then samantad, samantad means what? Sarvataha, same meaning. Samantad sarvataha means the same, indicable word samantad, on all sides, all around, everywhere I see. Not only that, he says one more word, deeptivantam tejo rashim sarvataha pashyami. Okay, but he says தீப்த அனல அர்க்க த்யுதிம் பஷ்யாமி. தீப்த அனல அர்க்க த்யுதிம் பஷ்யாமி. Already he said, I see you as the huge mass of effulgence, radiant everywhere. He says now தீப்த. தீப்த means, okay, again radiant. தீப்த is a participle. Radiant, splendorous. Deepta anala means fire. Arkaha sun. See, sun and fire. So blazing, radiant, deepta anala arka dyutihi yasya saha deepta anala arka dyutihi. The one dyutihi is a feminine gender word. Dyutihi, deeptihi mean the same. Dyutihi, deeptihi means effulgence, radiance, splendor, light. That's the meaning. So I see you as the one endowed with the radiance, effulgence of I see you as the one with the radiance and effulgence of fire and sun. Deepta anala arkadyutihi. Yes, yes, I have deepta anala arkadyutihi. I see you as the one endowed with the radiance and the brilliance of the fire and sun. Means you look like you are like the fire and the sun. Not ordinary fire and the sun. Radiant, blazing, effulgent fire and the sun. Then, durnirikshyam, durnirikshyam. Aprameyam, okay. The word aprameya has two meanings, I tell you. So, durnirikshyam pashyami. Ikshyam, ikshyam, visible. Durnirikshyam is what? Not possible to see. Durnirikshyam. Mean, the effulgence is so great that even blinds. Okay? It blinds my vision. Durnirikshyam. And then, not only that, is aprameyam. See, mati, from the root matma, you get this verb mati, measures. Maya, measurable. Aprameya, immeasurable. Prameya, measurable. Maya, measurable. Prameya, measurable. Potential, passive, participle. Maya, prameya, with the prefix of the same meaning. Measurable. Accurately measurable is prameya. So perceptible is also said to be prameya. Perceptible is measurable. Imperceptible is immeasurable. Therefore, aprameya, Bhagavan's swarupam, Bhagavan's rupam is not perceptible. Therefore, it is immeasurable. Anything perceptible is measurable. Imperceptible is immeasurable. Okay, here, not anything imperceptible. Here, Bhagavan being imperceptible, also immeasurable. So, I see you, your form, in this manner. Kiritinam pashyami, gadinam pashyami, chakrinam pashyami. Sarvataha deeptimantam tejo rashim pashyami, tvam samantad durniriksham pashyami. And all sides, how do you say? Deepta anala arkadyutim aprameyam durniriksham pashyami. I see your radiance, which is like the radiance of the radiant sun and the fire, which even blindens my eyes, which is absolutely immeasurable. Immeasurable radiance, blinding radiance of yours, which is like the radiance of the sun and the fire, I see. Which means, Bhagavan is not the one. When Bhagavan's heads are so many, the kiritams also must be so many. Not one kiritam. Therefore, here it is many heads having one kiritam, not also possible. What we should understand, Bhagavan happens to be the cause of everything. All the kings who have their kiritams are also Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is seen here as the one ended with the kiritam. It's just the imagination, visualization of Bhagavan. Now, it is another way of understanding. Now, Arjuna sees Krishna's Vishwarupa Darshanam in the very battlefield also. Naturally, all the kings who are there, all of them had their kiritams. And all of them had their weapons. So he says, it is easy for him to see Bhagavan in that form also. Therefore, it is said, I see you as the huge mass of effulgence. I see you as the one with not one chakram, and the many chakrams, and the many gadas, You know, the many kiritams is also implied, okay? I see you, Krishna, as the one endowed with the many, many heads. So many, many kiritams, many, many gadas, many, many chakras. And I see you, the effulgence also not just one. I can't even say immeasurable it is, the huge mass of effulgence. Because why all the luminosity, all the effulgence of all the jyotish, no? All the luminary bodies are Bhagavan. Okay, therefore the entire luminosity in entity is Bhagavan only. Therefore he says, Tejo Rashim. I see you as a huge mass of brilliance. Because there is not even one sun, Surya Bhagavan. We take innumerable countless stars that are twinkling in the sky, all are Bhagavan. Imagine you can take the effulgence of any all luminous bodies as only Bhagavan. That's why it's called Tejo Rashihi. Not just once. That's immeasurable also. And shining in all directions. Yes, sarvataha. Deepyaman, deeptimantam. So, when Bhagavan, even one sun, we cannot see directly straight away. Our eyes become really, our eyes are really, we can't see one side directly for some time because the light is so dazzling. Any light dazzling causes the glaring, so we cannot see directly. And imagine seeing Bhagavan as the one who is at this whole, in immeasurably huge mass of effulgence. See that Bhagavan, Arjuna says what? Durnirikshyam. Okay, it is difficult to see your effulgence, that really it makes my eyes blind. That is the meaning. Durnirikshyam. Such, it's all understanding. So here one more word he says, Deepta Anala Arka Dutihi Bhagavan. Means Bhagavan's effulgence is not like the smoky fire. So Deepta Analaha, well kindled blazing fire. It's also the blazing sun. It's the one whose effulgence is like the blazing fire and radiant sun. I see that in this, as the one who is the mouth of the universe, Vishwarupa. He continues. Arjuna's words, which he uses, he is trying to explain, he is trying to describe Bhagavan, always fail. They are not capable of describing Bhagavan. No, words can never describe Bhagavan. Why? Because there's a condition. If the words should be able to describe Bhagavan, then words must fulfill certain conditions. Means that object which is described must fulfill some conditions. It must belong to a given species. It must have a jati. It must have certain qualities, specific qualities. Or it must have jati gunaha. Or it must be associated with some one given action, some karma action. Or it must be even karma or sambandha, it must have some relation, connection, relationship. Here everything is Bhagavan. There's nothing other than Bhagavan. It means there's no second thing other than Bhagavan. It means Bhagavan cannot be specifically said Bhagavan belongs to this species, this category. Bhagavan has this, his Ananta Kalyana Guna Sampannaha. Either absolutely he's attributeless essentially, or all attributes are Bhagavan. Therefore, you can't say specifically these are the attributes. You can't say this is how, this is the action, one action Bhagavan is associated with. Bhagavan is not any action, but all actions are happening because of the Bhagavan's presence. Therefore, there's specific no karma. Bhagavan cannot be, Bhagavan's, you know, is not an object which is associated with any of these words. Jati, gunaha, karma, sambandaha, etc. Therefore, no word can describe really Bhagavan. So, which means they had this limitation on the part of the words. Still, Arjuna is trying to describe Bhagavan. So he has to say one by one only. It takes time for him. He cannot describe the whole easily. Therefore, he says, he gives gradually, little by little, whatever he sees.
Tvamaksharam paramam veditavyam Tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam Tvamovyaya shashvata dharma gopta Sanatanastvam purushomatome.
Please take turns. AC off. Turn it off. It's too cold.
Tvamaksharam paramam veditavyam Tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam Tvamovyaya shashvata dharma gopta Sanatanastvam purushomatome.
So, Tvam Aksharam Paramam Veditavyam. He says, you are the Paramam Aksharam Veditavyam. You are the most exalted, imperishable truth which should be understood. Tvam Aksharam Paramam Veditavyam. If at all there is anything to be understood in the world, that is you. Veditavyam. Veditavyam. You are the one who should be understood, who should be known, discovered. And who are you? Paramam Aksharam, the most exalted, imperishable truth which has to be understood, which should be understood is you. Tvam Aksharam Paramam Veditavyam Paramam Aksharam. Then Tvam Asya Vishvasya Param Nidhanam. So Tvam Asya Vishvasya Asya Vishvasya Tvam Param Nidhanam. So Nidhanam here means Aadharam. Nidhanam should be understood as the Aadharam. Adhishthanam. Adhishthanam is very much used in the Shastram. Adhisthanam. Adhitishtati. Iti Adhishthanam. Jagat Yam Adhitishtati. Tad Adhishthanam. So you are the Nidhanam, you are the support, substratum of this entire universe. Asya Vishvasya Param Nidhanam. Then Tvam Avyayaha. Even though the universe comes and goes, subject to change, you are Avyayaha. You are indeclinable, you are imperishable. You Avyayaha also means you are Nityaha, you are timeless. Avyayaha Shashvata Dharma Gopta. Shashvata Dharma Gopta. See, Gopta, no, Gopayati. So, Gopayati means protects. You also, Sutamme Gopaya. There you learn to Sutamme Gopaya. May whatever I heard be my protection, you say there in that mantra. So here, Gopta means protector. Gopta is protector. Gupta means what? Hidden. Gopta, protector. So Dharma Gopta, protector of the Dharma. And Shashvata Dharma Gopta, you are the one, the permanent, everlasting protector of Dharma. The eternal protector of Dharma you are. Therefore you are imperishable. Tvam Avyayaha Shashvata Dharma Gopta. Then Sanatanaha Tvam. So Sanatanaha. See, Avyayaha means you are changeless. Changes also. Na Vyeti Iti Avyayaha. The one who is not subject to change. So changeless also implies eternity. Again Sanatanaha comes. So Sadatanaha Sanatanaha. This word has come from Sadatanaha Sanatanaha. Sadatana means that which is of all, that which pertains to all times. That which pertains to all times is that which is eternal. Sanatanaha Tvam. You are eternal. Why you are eternal? Time comes in you, time goes resolves in you. Time enjoys its existence in you. Time does not, time fact itself does not exist outside of you. Therefore, you are eternal, timeless. Sanatanaha, tvam purushaha. Sanatanaha purushaha. You are the eternal being. You are the eternal being. You are eternal purushaha. Again, the word purushaha, you have to remember Taittiriya Upanishad lesson. Purayeti sarvamiti purushaha. Pure ushati iti purushaha. Purnaha yena idam sarvamiti purushaha. The one by whom everything is filled, the one who fills everything, one who remains pervading everything, one who remains as the, one who invades every being is also said to be purushaha. So you are the eternal purusha, eternal purushaha, everlasting, timeless truth. So Arjuna is addressing Krishna as the timeless truth. And he has to see that timeless truth is one's own sarupam. He has to see that. Therefore, so Bhagavan is beginningless, Bhagavan is endless, Bhagavan is changeless. So Bhagavan is everlasting. Okay, that is what is meant here. In fact, when Nacharya, some Acharya wrote this Balamukunda Ashtakam. We do not know Shankaracharya wrote this, but it is said, okay. And Balamukunda Ashtakam, always Krishna was said to be reclining, lying down as a baby. Krishna was always seen on a Vatapatra. He is called Vatapatra Shayi. In Andal's bhakti was towards always Vatapatra Shayi. Vatapatra means, banyan leaf. Dakshinamurti sitting under banyan tree, but Krishna was on Vattapatra, banyan leaf. And he is said to be Vattapatra Shayi, one who is reclining, lying down on banyan leaf. Vattapatra Shayi. And he is the Shayi. Vatasya Pat. There, that Balamukunda Ashtakam, that author says, and he, Krishna always takes his, the toe, this big toe in his foot and puts it in his mouth. As a baby, you could have seen many children do that. That shows this cycle. Beginninglessness, endlessness is the Swarup Mah Bhagavan. This universe never comes to an end. It is as though becoming unmanifest, as though becoming manifest. It keeps on coming and going and coming and going. Therefore, that Bhagavan is the Adhara in whose presence this universe becomes manifest, unmanifest continuously. The Bhagavan is a whole. That is what symbolized by even Vatapatra Shayi Krishna. I heard from elders. Okay. So it is said, Tvamaksharam paramam veditavyam Tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam Tvamavyaya shashvata dharma gopta Sanatanastvam purushomato me.
What's mato and me?
Mataha, me, matvam, me, mataha, mean tvam, maya, mataha. Mataha actually opined. It means matam. Mata is a participle. Okay. So, me, mataha means regarded by me. You are regarded by me in this manner. You are regarded by me in this manner. You are seen, accepted by, understood by me in this manner. You are viewed by me in this manner. Me mataha. Therefore, Bhagavan's swarupam is the truth, and that truth alone, Bhagavan, we look at Bhagavan as the truth, and there's nothing which exists outside of Bhagavan's swarupam. Therefore, once you understand Upanishad, this is, Gita is simple. So, tvam avyayaha. Next. Anadimadhyantamanantavīryam anantabhaham shashisoryanetram அநாதிமத்யாந்தமனந்தவீர்யம் அனந்தபாஹும் சசி சூர்யநேத்ரம் பஷ்யாமி த்வாம் தீப்தஹுதாஷவக்த்ரம் பஷ்யாமி த்வாம் தீப்தஹுதாஷவக்த்ரம் ஸ்வதேஜஸா விஸ்வமிதம் தபந்தம் அநாதிமத்யாந்தமனந்தவீர்யம் அனந்தபாஹும் சசிசூர்யநேத்ரம் பஷ்யாமி த்வாம் தீப்தஹுதாஷவக்த்ரம் ஸ்வதேஜஸா விஸ்வமிதம் தபந்தம். சோ பஷ்யாமி த்வாம் அர்ஜுனா ஹாஸ் ரிபீட் திஸ் அஹம் த்வாம் பஷ்யாமி Krishna, I see you in this form. How? He says, Anadi Madhyantam means what? I see you as the one without beginning, beginningless. I see you as the one who does not have a middle, who does not have end. Okay, the beginning of the universe is you. The middle existence of the universe is you. The resolution of the universe is you. Okay, the or creation, sustenance, and the resolution of this universe is you. All the three are you. There's no origination of the universe at the outside of you. Middle, the existence of the universe is outside of you, which is middle, and also the antam, the resolution of the universe also is you. But you are free from beginning, middle, and the end. You're timeless, anadi, madhya, antam. Okay, adi, madhya, anta, rahitaha. Adi, madhya, anta, rahitaha. Anadi, madhya, antam. Okay, I see you as the one who does not have beginning, who does not have middle or end. But you are the beginning, middle and end of the whole cosmos. Therefore, அநாதி மத்யாந்தம் அனந்த வீரியம். You have no beginning, therefore we cannot see your beginning. You have no middle, I cannot see your middle. And there's no end for you, therefore I cannot see your middle. So what he said, I don't see. Now he says, you are ஆதிஹி யஸ்ய நாஸ்தி சஹ அநாதிஹி, மத்யம் யஸ்ய நாஸ்தி, அந்தம் யஸ்ய நாஸ்தி சஹ அநாதி மத்யாந்தஹ. ஆதி மத்ய அந்தம் யஸ்ய நாஸ்தி சஹ அநாதி மத்யாந்தஹ. One who is without beginning, middle and the end. Then அனந்த வீரியஹ. Why? You are of the limitless strength. Because there's no strength other than you. You are the only truth of the whole universe, means the whole cosmos of all beings dependent on you for their existence. Where is the strength? Which has the strength? The non-substantial Amarupa has strength, or the Satyam has the strength. That which lends existence is the strength. So you are of limitless strength. Anantavirya, anantam viryam yasya saha anantavirya, tam anantavirya tvamaham pashyami. I see you, the one endowed with limitless strength. Anantabahum, already bahugasam. I see you as the one with limitless number of hands. Then Surya, Sashi Surya Netram, and you, I see you as the one endowed with the sun and the moon as the eyes. Shashihi Surya Hacha Netre Yasya Saha Shashi Surya Netraha. Shashihi Surya Hacha Netre Yasya Saha சசி சூரிய நேத்ரஹா, தம் சசி சூரிய நேத்ரம் அஹம் பஷ்யாமி. ஐ சி யூ த ஒன் எண்டோட் வித் சன் அண்ட் மூன் ஆஸ் தி ஐஸ். த சேம் திங் கம்ஸ் ஃபார் தேவி, சேம் திங் கம்ஸ் ஃபார் சிவா. திரும்பகை யஜாமஹே, ஆல்சோ ஐ டோல் தி சேம் மீனிங். யாடி ஆல்சோ அக்னி ஆஸ் த்ரீ ஐஸ் ஆஃப் த லார்ட். ஹி சன் அண்ட் த மூன் ஆர் பகவான்ஸ் நே ஐஸ். யூ சி த ஹோல் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் பகவான் காஸ்மிக் பீயிங். த சன் அண்ட் த மூன் பிகம் பகவான்ஸ் ஐஸ். நௌ பஷ்யாமி த்வாம், நௌ தீப்த ஹுதாஷவக்த்ரம். சி அகெய்ன், தீப்த ஹுதாஷவக்த்ரம், வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் வேர்ட் ஹியர். தீப்த அகெய்ன் kindled, well kindled, okay, blazing, kolundu vitterigindra, it's called deepta. So participle, okay, deepta. Now hutashaha means fire. Hutam ashnati iti hutashaha. Huta means oblation. Ashnati means eats. Hutam ashnati iti hutashaha. Hutashanaha. We have another word. Hutashanaha or hutashaha means fire. Your fire is called hutashaha or hutashanaha. Hutam ashnati iti hutashanaha. The one who, the consumer of the offered oblations, consumer of the offered oblations is fire, hutashanaha. And here, we are not talking about the fire here. So, Bhagavan's mouth, okay, vaktraha, hutasha vaktra means dipta hutasha vaktram. So, the blazing fire is the mouth of Bhagavan. The one who has the blazing fire as his mouth. Hutashaha eva vaktram yasya hutasha vaktraha deepta hutasha vaktraha. The one who has blazing fire as the mouth is said to be deepta hutasha vaktraha. I see you as the one endowed with blazing fire as the mouth. Then tapantam hutashavaktram svatejasa idam vishvam tapantam aham pashyami. Then what do? Tapan, you are the one who illumines. You are the one who illumines, energizes this whole world. So tapati, tapan, again tapratyanta shabda, dakaranta shabda. Okay, tapat shabdaha, tapantam. Bhagavan is tapan, tapantam bhagavantam. So I see you as the one who energizes, enlivens, and also illumines this entire universe. Idam vishvam, Bhagavan tapati. Katham tapati, swatejasa. I see you as the one who illumines, enlivens this entire universe by one's own effulgence. Swatejasa, you are the one who illumines this entire universe by your, with your effulgence. Swatejasa idam vishvam tapantam tvam pashyami. I see you as the one who illumines or radiates this entire universe with one's own radiance or effulgence. Anadi madhyantam ananta viryam ananta bahum shashi surya netram pashyami tvam deepta hutasha vaktram svatejasa vishwamidam tapantam. Anadi madhyantam ananta viryam ananta bahum shashi surya netram pashyami tvam deepta hutasha vaktram svatejasa vishwamidam tapantam.
How many?
Yeah.
Tapantam, could it mean scorcher as well?
Tapantam literally means scorcher only, but here we had to say, because idam vishwam tapantam means Bhagavan is not a scorcher in this context. In this context, Bhagavan will take it as the one who illumines.
All right, Swami.
Bhagavan is as adharma, the punisher of the adharma, he will be a scorcher there. But here, idam vishwam svatejasa tapati means, here Bhagavan na ushtena na tapati. See, there's two ways of tapanam. Ushnenava, tejasava. If Bhagavan is tapati with his heat, means it is scorching. It's a punishment. Bhagavan enlivens, energizes, lends existence, illumines by his own effulgence in terms of knowledge. Jnana tejasa jagat bhasayati. illimits. What is the meaning? Tapati tapantam. Now you must be able to make out the Shattu and the Shabda also.
Thank you, Swamini.
Dhyava prithuvyoridamantaram hi. Dhyava prithuvyoridamantaram hi. Vyaptam tvayaikena dishascha sarvaha. Vyaptam tvayaikena dishascha sarvaha. Drishtvadbhutam rupamugram tavedam. Drishtvadbhutam rupamugram tavedam. Lokatrayam pravyathitam mahatman. Lokatrayam pravyathitam mahatman. Dhyava prithuvyoridamantaram hi. Vyaptam tvayaikena dishascha sarvaha. Drishtvadbhutam rupamugram tavedam. Lokatrayam pravyathitam mahatman. Now he says, Dhyava prithivyoho idam antaram. Dhyava prithivyoho idam antaram. So idam antaram. So antaram means what? This intermediary space. Antaram, intermediary space. Between what? Here, Dhyava prithivyoho. So Dhyauhu means actually heaven. Prithivi means earth. So in between Prithivi and earth, there is intermediary space. Dhyava prithivyoho. Dhyava prithivyoho. It's a dual. Between the in the middle of the earth and the heaven. So in between heaven and the earth, Dhyava prithivyoho antaram, the space, intermediary space, Dhyava prithivyoho idam antaram hi vyaptam. No, vyaptam. What now? Of course, vyapta is a tap pratyanta shabda. It means pervaded, past passive, participle, pervaded. So this intermediary space obtaining between the earth and the heaven has been pervaded. Tvaya, by you, ekena, by you only by you, this entire intermediary space between earth and heaven is pervaded, which means the pervading the intermediary space implies pervading the heaven and the world also. You pervade everything, the earth and the heaven, and also in between the earth and heaven, you pervade. It has been pervaded by you. Dhyava prithivyoho antaram hi, of course, indeed. Vaya ekena vyaptam, by you alone it has been pervaded. Why? It has been pervaded only by you. It is pervaded by you alone means you are the only vastu. There is no second thing other than you. Vaya ekena vyaptam, only by you alone, everything is pervaded. Okay, dishas cha sarvaha. Not only dhyava prithivyoho antaram is vyaptam, also dishaha cha, and also all directions also have been are pervaded by you. Dishas sarvaha dishaha. Dishaha is a dish. Dik is the word. Dishaha is a plural word. Okay. It's a consonant ending word. Dishas cha sarvaha. All directions are also pervaded. Then drishtvadbhutam rupam ugram tavedam. So tava idam ugrasyam. Sorry. Dishtvadbhutam rupam ugram tavaidam. So, having seen this, having this ugram rupam, tava ugram rupam, this ugram rupam is for fierce form, ugram. Ugram rupam drishtva, tava ugram rupam drishtva, drishtva tava. How is this adbhutam? It is wonderful, at the same time fierce, frightening, awe create, you know, causing. Therefore, tava adbhutam ugram rupam drishtva, tava idam adbhutam rupam drishtva, having seen your, this wonderful but really frightening form, fierce form. Okay, he mahatman, O great self, he mahatman, O great self. Why Bhagavan is called Mahatma? In fact, when you call somebody a Mahatma, the person of great mind, the great minded, Mahat, Mahan Atma Yasya Saha Mahatma, is a great minded person, the person of wide vision, you know, the wellest of the whole universe, we say Mahatma. But here Bhagavan is called Mahatma because the only absolute greatest self of all the minds. Therefore, we say Mahatma. So, Mahantam, Mahantam, Lokatrayam, Pravyathitam, Lokatrayam, Pravyathitam, Mahantam, sorry, Mahatman is a vocative case. Sorry. Mahatman is addressing, hey Mahatman, oh, the absolute self of everything, Lokatrayam, Pravyathitam, all three worlds, Pravyathitam. You see how many times you come across tapratyanta shabda. The past passive participles come quite often here. So, otherwise also tapratyanta is used a lot in the Puranas. So, pravyathitam, vyathitam, pravyathitam. What is pravyathitam? Lokatrayam pravyathitam. All three worlds are really frightened, taken aback. Pravyathitam, all three worlds are taken aback, means they are frightened. Hey Mahatman, all three worlds are frightened, having seen your most fierce, at the same time, wonderful form. Tava ugram adbhutam rupam drishtva, he mahatman lokatrayam pravyathitam. Lokatrayam pravyathitam. All the worlds are frightened, is the meaning here. It means everything is provided by you. So, dhyava prithivyoridamantaram hi vyaptam twayaikena dishascha sarvaha. Other than you, there is no truth here. You alone are pervading twayaikena eva sarvaha dishaha prithivya dhyava prithivyoho antaram cha vyaptam vyaptam pervaded only by you, all the directions. The intermediary space in between heaven and earth and the heaven and earth also. There's no heaven outside of you. There's no world outside of you. There's no intermediary space outside of you. There's nothing outside of you. No directions outside of you. Everything is in and through, pervaded by you. And therefore, seeing your most fierce, wonderful form, even the Hoi Mahatman, O Lord, the absolute self, all three worlds are really frightened of your form. In fact, this fear will be there. Why? As long as you see Bhagavan as something other than you, there will be fear. Only when you see Bhagavan, yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan, then there is fearlessness, especially fear of death. Will resolve only when you see yourself being non-separate from Bhagavan. Only when the individuality is resolved in totality, in one in Advaita Darshanam, there is fearlessness. Otherwise, there will be fear. Therefore, the whole world is what? Really frightened.
Amihi Tvam Surasangha Vishanti Kechid Bhita Pranjalayo Grunanti Amihi Tvam Surasangha Vishanti Kechid Bhita Pranjalayo Grunanti.
Actually, we have lot to understand in 12th chapter. Here, just description of Bhagavan here.
Amihi Tvam Surasangha Vishanti Kechid Bhita Pranjalayo Grunanti Swasti Tyuktva Maharshi Siddha Sanghaha Stuvanti Tvam Stuti Bhiv Pushkalabhihi Amihi Tvam Surasangha Vishanti Kechid Bhita Pranjalayo Grunanti Swasti Tyuktva Maharshi Siddha Sanghaha Stuvanti Tvam Stuti Bhiv Pushkalabhihi.
In fact, I sent a video, I don't know whether you all watched recently Swamiji's video. Swamiji mentions in that video, does not even, no amoeba, no paramecium, he mentions that particularly, no virus exists outside of Bhagavan, separate from Bhagavan. Everything is Bhagavan only. That's why any source of fear in the world also is what? Bhagavan only. I don't know whether you saw that video, Ratniji posted recently, I sent it actually. So, What I mean, anything happening in the world becomes a source of fear because that is not outside of Bhagavan. That is what is meant here by the saying, Pravyachitam Mahatman. Now he says, now you see, Ami hi, Surasanghaha Tvam Vishanti. This he comes all to adjust the meter, which means indeed. He says, Ami Surasanghaha. See, Ami means yete, ime. Same Ami. Okay, Ami, yete, ime. Third pronouns actually. Ami Surasanghaha. Now, these Sanghaha means host. Sanghaha hosts. Hosts of what? Sura, devas, suras, suranam, sanghaha, sura sanghaha. These groups of gods, devatas, are these hosts of devatas, groups of gods, groups of suranam, sanghaha, sura sanghaha. All these hosts of devas, you know, tvam vishanti. They all enter you, Tvam Vishanti, Ami Surasanghaha, He Tvam Vishanti. All these groups and groups of devas enter you, Vishanti. Similarly, no, Kechit Bhitaha, Pranjalayaha Gnanti. See, now, we have to see how Arjuna is describing. Okay. He sees all these groups and groups of devas entering into Bhagavan's mouth. Surasangaha Vishanti. Not only that, Kechid Bhitaha Pranjalayaha Grinanti. Kechid, some of them are Bhitaha, frightened. Bhitaha. Not all, some of them, kechit bhitaha, frightened, and then grinanti. See, this word gr, we came across this word already. Gir means speech. Okay, grinanti means speak. Here you can say pray, grinanti. Some people pray. Why? Out of fear they pray, they're frightened, they pray. Kechit bhitaha, Grinanti dipre. How pranjalayaha. Pra anjalayaha. See, pra anjalihi. Anjalihi means folded palms. Joined palms is called anjalihi. So pranjalayaha. So pranjalaya means those with folded hands. Those devas who are with folded hands, frightened, they pray to you. To you is understood. Okay, adhyahara. So, kechit bhitaha pranjalayaha tvam grinanti. Some of them, out of fear of being afraid or being frightened, they pray to you with folded hands. Folded hands means joined palms. Joined palms. Folded palms. Okay. Kechit bhitaha pranjalayaha grinanti. I told you already, pra is the prefix anjalihi. Put bringing the two palms together like this is anjalihi. And pranjalihi same meaning. So pranjalihi singular. The pranjalayaha, all the beings with folded hands, asatri pranjalayaha. The pranjalayaha, they grinanti, they pray to you. Then swasti iti uktva maharshi siddha sangaha tvam stuvanti. Now, stuvanti is the verb. See, vishanti, grinanti, stuvanti. Ke vishanti? Ime surasanghaha tvam vishanti. Sami surasanghaha tvam vishanti. All these groups of devas enter you. Kechit bhitaha pranjalayaha tvam grinanti. Some pray to you with folded palms. Okay. The joined palms or folded hands being frightened. Swasti yuktva maharshi siddha sangaha stuvanti. Now worship and praise. The hosts of rishis and siddha purushas. The hosts of maharshis and siddha purushas. They stuvanti, they praise you. They praise you. Saying swasti. Uttering swasti. Swasti iti uktva. Swasti iti uktva means mangalam iti uktva. So saying aswasti, these hosts of maharshis and siddhas, they praise you. How do they praise you? Stuti bihi pushkalabihi. Pushkalabihi shutibihi. With the complete hymns, pushkalabihi. Stuti bihi with the hymns of praise. They praise you with the hymns of praise. But how? Pushkala bihi. So they praise you with the hymns of praise. Okay, hymns of praise. With those hymns of praise are comprehensive. They praise you with hymns of praise in comprehensively. So the pushkalabhi adjective for hymns here, stutihi. So kidrusha hi stutivihi, they praise you stuvanti, he said pushkalabhi. So pushkala means comprehensive. So comprehensive means what? Again, the complete. They praise you with the hymns of praise, which are complete glories of you. That's the meaning. Comprehensive glories of you. So pushkalabhi stutibhi, they stuvanti. Because some are praising you, some pray to you with the joined palms and some enter you into you. सुरुद्रादित्या वसवो ये च साध्याः विश्वेश्विनौ मरुतश्चोष्मपाश्च गन्धर्वयक्षासुरसिद्धसङ्घाः वीक्षन्ते त्वां विस्मिताश्चैव सर्वे. Now Arjuna is presenting a big picture. How he sees Bhagavan. Bhagavan is everywhere, always there, like that. How it is wonder for people of this world. So also even people of higher worlds. If it was higher loka, the people of higher worlds, okay, they also see you. But he says, who are they? People of higher world, you beings of higher lokas. They're all devas. 11 rudras, 11, sorry, dvadasha adityaha, ekadasha rudraha, ashtavasavaha, and sadhyaha, vishvesh ashvinav, all the devata, sarve vishve sadhyaha, marutaha, cha ushmapascha, gandharva, yaksha, sura, siddha sanghaha. These different groups of devas, of very high order, okay, all heavenly beings, they also vikshante, they all see you. How vismitaha, not only people of this world, they are wonderful, you are wonderful only for us. Vismitaha, you know, highly astonished, vismitaha, being astonished, they see you. Sarve vikshante, all the devas see you. How highly astonished. Vismitaha, te tvam pashyanti. So, ke pashyanti, who all see me with as a wonder. Vismitaha, he says, rudraha, adityaha, vasavaha, yech sadhya ashvinav. Sadhyaha, Vishveshvinav, Marutaha cha, Ushmapascha, Gandharva, Yaksha, Sura, Siddha, Sangaha, Sarve, Tvam, Vismitaha, Vikshante, they all see you highly astonished. Who are they? No, Rudraha, as I said, they're all different names of celestials of heavens. So, 11 Rudras, 12 Adityas, Ashta Vasus, then Sadhyaha, another specific after sadhyaha, also a group of devatas, and then vishve devaha means again a group of devatas. They are it seems there are countless number of devas. They're known as the very big group of all the heavenly devatas, you know. The very big group of heavenly devatas is said to be the group of sadhyas. So sadhyas. So vishve devaha. So sadhyaha, another group of devas called vishve devaha. And also ashvinav, the devatas known as ashvini kumaras. Okay, ashvinav. There's a small group of two devatas. Okay, Ashvinav, who preceded our nostrils. Ashvinav, like that. Then Marut. Marut is a singular. Maruta has a plural. Here, all the names mentioned, you can't really understand. Okay? Because none of us has seen this, any of these forms described here. Simply, forms are prescribed, forms are mentioned. So, Marut Devataha. Marut is a singular. So, Marutaha plural. It seems the Marut Devatas are said to be 49 in number. Okay. So, 49 Marut Devatas, two Ashvini Devatas. The others we do not know the number. Okay. Vishve Devaha, Sadhyaha, Vasavaha. Earlier we saw Aditya Sudras, 33 Devatas, we can tell them. Without including Indra. So all these Marut Devatas, so all of them, they praise you. All of them, they praise you. They sing in praise of you. Now, so Ushmapaha, we also saw in the Daitrim class also, Ushmapaha also, Devatas belonging to Pitruloka. So even Pitruloka Devatas, see, other than Devatas, no, are here, Pitru Devatas, all of them, they pray, worship you, pray to you.
Rudraditya Vasavo Echa Sadhya Vishveshvinau Marutas Choshmapascha Gandharva Yakshasura Siddha Sangha Vikshante Twam Vismitas Chaiva Sarve. Rupam Mahatte Bahuvaktra Netram Mahabaho Bahubaho Rupadam. Rupam Mahatte Bahuvaktra Netram Mahabaho Bahubaho Rupadam. Bahudaram Bahudam Shtrakaralam Drishtvalokav Pravyathitas Tathaham. I'm not doing much elaborate meanings here. We don't have much exhaustive bhashyam for these mantra verses also. Very little bhashyam we have for all of them. But what it conveys is, even devatas who are residing in higher lokas, who have got those positions because of their tremendous strength, the practices of meditation, etc. So here, even all these devatas also, even though they're heavenly beings, still they also are afraid. They also worship you. They also pray to you. They also, you know, praise you. That is the meaning. Which means there is no difference. Ajnanis who see you different from themselves, wherever they are, whatever is the highest position they enjoy, still they all have, they all, in fact, they bow to you. That is the meaning. So, Rupam Mahatte Bahuvaktra Netram Mahabaho Bahubaho Rup Mahabaho Bahubaho Rupadam Bahudaram Bahudaram Bahudam Shtrakaralam Bahudaram Bahudam Shtrakaralam Drishtva Loka Pravyathitas Tathaham. Now, first time Arjuna is telling, I am also afraid. Aham Pravyathitaha. Aham Pravyathitaha. I am frightened. Why? Lokaha Pravyathitaha. Tata Aham Api Pravyathitaha Asmi. That's called Adhyahara. I'm adding the sentence. Aham means what? Tatha aham api pravyathitaha asmi. I am also frightened. Like what? Yatha lokaha pravyathitaha. Just as all the worlds are frightened of you, so also I am also frightened. Why? Because your form is great. Te rupam mahat. Rupam mahat te. Te rupam mahat. Your form is great. The form is too great. Therefore, te rupam mahat. A big rupam. Not only that, vaktram bahu udara bahu vaktra netram. He mahabaho bahu bahu rupadam. Bahu, bahu, urupadam. Bahu, many. Bahu, hand. Arm. Uru, thighs. Padaha, foot. So feet. We can take it. Pade, feet. So, your form is too great, too big. Why? Consisting of many mouths, many eyes, and many arms, many feet, bahu bahu uru padam, uru thais. Your form is too huge, endowed with innumerable countless feet and thighs and arms, eyes. Mouths, etc. Therefore, hey Mahabaho, Bahu Bahu Uru Padam, Bahu Vaktra Netram, too many eyes, Te Rupam Mahat. Your form is very big and seeing. So, Bahudaram, also many stomachs, many bellies, Bahu Damshtrakaralam, Bahu Damshtrakaralam. Bahudamstrakaralam, many with you are endowed with many, seeing your form endowed with many tusks. Bahudamstrakaralam. Drishtva lokaha pravyathitaha, all the worlds are frightened of you. Seeing many forms, many mouths, many eyes. Hey Mahabaho, oh mighty armed, Bahu, Bahu Bahu Urupadam, Bahu Udaram. The end of all these, your form is too great, and seeing that form, Drishtva Lokaha Pravyathitaha, your Aham Api Pravyathitaha Asmi is the Adhyahara. I'm also. Frightened, pravyathita. So vyathita means afflicted, affected. So pravyathita, prakrishena vyathitaha, pravyathitaha. So pravyathita, so afflicted, means I'm also frightened, I'm afraid of your form. So we'll stop now, we'll continue next class. After finishing this chapter, I'll tell you the philosophical significance of it. It is worth just have to read out to know the meanings. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.